Francis, you've been desperate to do this. You've done it. Was it as much fun the first stage as you wanted it to be?
Yeah, one thing's about coming to a place like this where you only have one horse is there's a huge amount of time. And I'm running out of nails. I'm saving one particularly for tomorrow just in case, because I'm sure that's going to be fairly fraught. But trying to kill the time between the one time or possibly at the most the two times that you ride, or I'll ride Smokey, is quite difficult. But once I was there and I could focus and get on and get riding, I was pleased with how he worked in, and I was pleased with the test that we went in and did.
And the score, well, it's a working total for the rest of the weekend. That's presumably what you wanted.
It is. It's a good foundation to build on. If we hadn't had the spooking at the boards and a bit of the tension at times that I was getting, then I'm sure we wouldn't have had that setback that we had. But going forward, it is a good result to keep working with.
Okay, well, looking ahead to you chewing one more nail before the cross-country course. What is the cross-country course like?
I think the cross-country course is going to be strong enough. The big thing that plays a massive part here, so that as I understand it, having not been here, is the hills and the terrain. And that takes it out. And I think we've got to ride the course wisely so that we've got plenty left for on the flat to catch up the time coming home.
And I've got to ask you, came in clutching a photograph album. What's the story behind that?
This is an amazing one. When I first did my team, which was in the ponies back in 93, and I was a lot younger than I am now, all our photos and family photos that we took all got destroyed when they went off to be developed, way before digital. And some friends put together a small photo album with some photos that they pulled together for us, and then we missed it, and we've been looking for it for 20 years. And we've just got it back, thankfully. And
so this is photographs from you, from your time competing here?
Back in 93, which we went to the Europeans then in Hasselt in Belgium. And we won team silver and I got individual gold. That's when I peaked in my career.